News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Today would be a good day not to get sick because your chances of getting an ambulance are significantly diminished thanks to the action being taken by Unite and SIP2, who are within the last 5-6 minutes have kicked off 24 hours of strike action, which is going to be followed by continuing work to rule, which is going to be followed by 48 hours of further strike action. That is if the HSE doesn't capitulate to what it is that the National Ambulance Service members want. Ciarán Sheridan is with us. He's an organiser in the SIP2 Health Division and he currently is on the picket line in Letterkenny. What is the mood among the picketers, Ciarán? Sad that they have to do this or energised for the fight?
Good morning, Anton. What I've witnessed this morning at first hand is a group of highly organised union workers who are absolutely resolute in ensuring that the additional responsibilities and roles that they've taken on in the interest of enhanced pension patient care will be recognised. Disappointed that they've had to take this course of action, but left with no other choice because we were disappointed that the Minister for Health or the HSE did not intervene and we remove preconditions to get into the table and resolve these issues. It's with the greatest of reluctance that, with no option, our members are actually on strike today. What I've witnessed is some people are on picket. We have other crews who are logging on to provide emergency care for the most time-critical, high-acuity calls. So we are providing cover to the time-critical, high-acuity calls, as in the cardiac arrest, the respiratory arrest, the strokes, etc. And that has been triaged through the control centre based in Talla and Ballyshannon. So critical services are being provided. In addition to that, we're providing the helicopter service. And on top of that, we are providing cover for emergency paediatric responses. But again, our members do call on the HSE and the Minister for Health to intervene because this has to be resolved. But it's actually reinforcing the strength energised to say we will not be found wanting to ensure that we are actually recognised for the roles and responsibilities that we've taken on over the past number of years.
Now, what the HSE, of course, are saying is that there was an independently brokered set of proposals that were agreed and recommended by both SIP2 and Unite to their own members, and therefore they have done their bit.
There was two sets of proposals, but as ultimately we are a democratic organisation and our membership rejected it because the preconditions was the HSE were resolute that they wanted to change long-fought terms and conditions of employment that our members won over the years.
But it puts you in a difficult position though, doesn't it? Because effectively union management said, yeah, we think this is reasonable and now you're having to get into a fight for something that you agreed to.
Not agreed to. We brought it back to the membership. It's the membership who make the decision. Our members, what they're looking for, if we go back in time, is our members during the FEMPI, and we go back that far when there was unilateral pay cuts imposed on all public sector workers. Our members in the ambulance service went from a patient transport service to a pre-hospital emergency care service where the expert clinical care provided on scene in the back of an ambulance. And during those pay cuts, we continued to develop and transform and modernise the ambulance service. And now all what the promises were, people would be looked after and people would be recognised. And that's where the genesis of the independent report, which is recommend enhanced pay scales for our members, comes from.
Now, Ciarán, those enhanced pay scales relate to the sort of changing role of the ambulance workers in the last number of years. And your own organisers have said that there's been a transition into being emergency medical technicians, paramedics, advanced paramedics, specialist paramedics and paramedic supervisors, and that over the last 15 years, EMTs and paramedics have increased their responsibility for administering various medications by 89% and 83% respectively. So all of that increase in the capacity to deliver service at the front line where it is so critically required is what is being removed today. And an awful lot of people with expertise in the sector are saying that that places lives at risk. Is it worth that risk to get a pay rise?
I disagree because what is being provided today is responses to the time-critical emergencies. We've met with management nationally and have agreed contingency arrangements. We're not here to have a row with the public. We're calling on the Minister for Health and the Department the Minister for Health and the HSE to intervene and come to the table, because we made proposals nationally.
But hang on, Kieran, are you really saying that you can withdraw ambulance service and not put lives at risk?
We're not saying we have agreed contingency arrangements, Anton, that we can give a timely response to the highest acuity calls. It's not to alarm the public, and I would, with the greatest respect, suggest that question be asked of the HSE and the Minister for Health, because the ball is firmly in their court. We have made genuine, bona fide proposals on a two-step approach to resolve this, because this has to be resolved.
Well, now, Kieran, I have asked that question both of Unite yesterday, and their view was that there was a significant risk in so doing, and the President of the Irish Association of Emergency Medicine, he was of the view that this intrinsically put lives at risk. So are they both wrong?
What we're saying, Anton, is we're providing a level of care, a level of response that's available for the NEOC to send a timely response to the highest acuity calls, i.e. the respiratory arrest, the cardiac arrest, the stroke calls. So we are. I have witnessed crews logging on here this morning in Letterkenny. They're prepared to respond, so they are, to those calls.
But that is to suggest that people ring ambulances for reasons that aren't acute. Nobody rings an ambulance for fun, I assume.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. But there's different categories of calls. And again, I do, with the greatest respect, say it's with the ball is in the court of the Department of Health, i.e. the Minister for Health, to intervene and resolve this. Our members, I'm looking out the window here in Letterkenny Base, our members want to provide care. Our members have been great advocates for the patients over the years. Why else would we continuously develop both clinically in administering drugs and taking on new skills and continuous professional development if that was it? And this was all during pay cuts, so it was. So nobody can question the bona fide of our members and what they want. And again, we call, we're available for talks. The Minister for Health and the HSE need to intervene.
All right. Thank you very much, Kieran. Kieran Sheridan, organiser with SIP2's Health Division. If you have a view, as you know, 53106 or 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.